Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Zayin in Maseches Bava Kama. We are on Nun Vav Amud Beis. Nun Vav Amud Beis, we are starting from the two dafs. Okay, let us begin by Itmar. So we just had, again, I'm sorry we didn't spend more time on it, Shomer Shemassel Shomer, which is yesterday's a major sugya, but again, we've discussed it in the past. Feel free to fill in the blanks. We have a couple of other big discussions to have today. Itmar, says the Gemara, Shomer Aveda. Somebody finds a lost object, and he is guarding it. So what status of Shmira, what type of Shomer is he? Because after all, he wasn't appointed by the Baal Aveda, he just found it, and he's doing the mitzvah. So what exactly is he considered? So Rabba Amar Kishomer Chinam Dami, Rav Yosef Amar Kishomer Sachar Dami. So Rabba says Shomer Chinam, and Rav Yosef says Shomer Sachar, which we'll talk about in a second why, but the question is, what is this doing here? You know, what is this? What does that have to do with anything? So the Darkei David suggests that we've just been talking about Nikrisu Takas Abaylam, the idea of Shomrim or Ganavim or shepherds taking the place of the owner. So here too, this is the question: does a Shomer Aveda who becomes partly a type of owner? So how does Halacha look at him? So that's also the issue of Bailos, of somebody else taking over Bailos. So that seems to be the connection between the before this Gemara and this Gemara. And then tomorrow we get back to analyzing the Mishnah of Nafla Lagina at the end of today's daf. But it says the Gemara, so it's a machlokus between Rabba and Rav Yosef, whether the Shomer Aveda has the status of a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar. So Rabba Amar Kishomer Chinam Dami, Rabba says he's like a Shomer Chinam. Why? Mahana Kamatile, he's not getting paid. He's not getting any Hana, so he's a Shomer Chinam, Shomer for free. So therefore, he has the halachas of a Shomer Chinam, and he's paturgative Aveda, he's only chayv in Pshia. Rav Yosef Amar Kishomer Sachar Dami. Rav Yosef is like a Shomer Sachar. Why? Gemara gives two reasons. As we'll see, we think it's the Gemara. Rav Yosef Amar Kishomer Sachar Dami. Number one, v'yahi hana'a delo baya lemisva le'rifta la'anya, with the hana'a that he would not have to give bread to a poor person, havi Kishomer Sachar. That makes him like a Shomer Sachar. So what exactly does that mean? So Rashi quotes, osek b'mitzvah, pater ben ha-mitzvah. Yivalak t'chav aderach. The Gemara Masechas Sukkah, the Gemara Masechas Brachas, and it comes up here, implicitly, and that is because when he has his Aveda, when he's a Baal Aveda, he's doing a mitzvah. So therefore, if the Ani would come at that moment and ask him for some bread, he wouldn't have to give it, so that he would get Hana, he'd be saving a dollar. He'd be saving whatever Hana that he is, not having to give the bread. So therefore, he is like a Shomer Sachar, that's enough Hana. Tosfos here notes, has a number of points on this. Tosfos notes that, right, see the, we'll get back to the top part of the Tosfos in a minute, but skip now to the fifth line of Tosfos or so, in Bahi, V'yomer Rideina Raya Klal, D'gam Rabba Modela Rav Yosef Tosef B'mitzvah Pata B'na Mitzvah. Really, every one of the Amorim agree to that principle. But Rabba here doesn't agree Yosef B'mitzvah Pata B'na Mitzvah. That's a principle learned from Sukkim, V'lach T'chav Aderech. Right, so what does he hold? The Tosfos says, Rabba Mr. Rabba, Mr. of Yosef. The only difference is, El Desfirle, but Rabba just holds, to Lonasa Shomer Sachar B'kach. Obviously, with Mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah applies, but that's not strong enough to make you into a Shomer Sachar. Why? Why isn't it strong enough? The Ksos explains the Siman Ayin Beis, because you need a pruta's worth of Hana'a to be considered a valid type and the standard high enough for Hana, but what type of Hana is this? Is this a pruta's worth of Hana? The fact that if an Ani would come at that time, you would save? You're not saving anything right now. If he would come at that time. Avagad de la Rabba lo havi shomer sachar, mishu pruta de Rav Yosef. That's the name of this sugya, pruta de Rav Yosef. Moda de havi Hana upon him. It is Hana. El deino shomer pruta. It's just not worth the shomer pruta. So that's why he holds what he holds. You're a Shomer Chinam, because it's not called you're getting paid. You're getting Hana, but you're not getting paid. And this is how Tosfos continues to work out, because it is considered Hana regarding the halachas of Mudr Hana, even though it's not considered Hana enough to be a Shomer Sachar. So Tosfos says you have to come up with a middle approach according to Rabba. It is Hana, and that's why Mudr Hana is Asur, but it is not considered Shomer Pruta's worth of Hana, and that's why it would not be enough to make you into a Shomer Sachar. If the Ani would come, you wouldn't. It's Davar Shelo Bala Olam, right? It's I don't know if it's actually looking at the Nani, but inherently, this act is a mitzvah, and whenever you do a mitzvah, you have the principle of osik b'mitzvah, therefore it is somewhat time of hanah. What about mitzvahs al lehenos venu? You don't look at mitzvahs are not hanah for you, but maybe they have monetary side effects, right? Byproducts. So yet the Gemara is using it to express it. The Ritva in two places. The Ritva in, see on the side where this comes up, Shvuas Lemdalad Abba Metziah Pebez, right? In those two places, the Ritva asks, but even a Shomer Chinam in Rabbi Shita, Rabbi says it's a Shomer Chinam, right? Because it's not enough of Ana. Well, a minute, even a Shomer Chinam has a Chiv to act and do things for the good of the Aveda. Mara says elsewhere that, let's say, it's a type of Beged or Sheet that has to be shaken out every so often. So he has to shake it out if you're a Baal Aveda. Right, up until the point that it's more expensive to hold it than to give it back. So v'im tomar imkain afilu shomer chinam chayav l'nara u'miftam liti prudelani imkain l'rav Yosef yedidu k'shomer sachar. When he said everybody should agree that you're a shomer sachar, because according to Rabbah, you have to do a lot more than just take it at that moment. There's more time. You have to put in more, right? So there's maybe it should be worth more and should be worth a hanah. The Ritva gives two different answers. The Ritva in Shavuos says, no, there's a difference between when you pick it up, that moment, and everything else that you have to do afterwards while you have it. The shiny shomer, the chimna'er la lav mitzvahu, elam idin shmirasu shakiba la beferish, velochashiv osik b'mitzvah lapotcho miputa da'ani. When you pick up the object, that's a mitzvah. That's osik b'mitzvah, potcho b'mitzvah, that moment. That's a second. But, says the Ritva, later on when you have to do all of these other actions, that's not a mitzvah. That's just part of your Kabbalah Sachrayas for being a Baal Aveda, of being a Shomer Aveda. But that's not part of the mitzvah specifically. That flows out of the Achrayas that you have being the Baal Aveda. But the mitzvah you already did at the first moment. Meaning, are you doing a mitzvah every second that you hold on to somebody's Aveda? No, says the Ritva. The mitzvah is at one moment. Later on, there's no mitzvah. You did the mitzvah. Right now, it's just once you did the mitzvah, this is the result of the mitzvah, that you have to have Achrayas for this item. That's the Ritva in Shavuos Daf Mem Daled. The Ritva in Mabbat Tzia Pei Beis has a little different shot.
Does that mean he turns into Shomer Sachar?
Does he turns into... L'chora, he turns into a... Does he turn in... At the first second, what is he? Well, he's not a Shomer yet at that second. Right, once he gets it, he turns into a Shomer. What status does he have? The Ritva in Mabbat Tzia asks the same question, and he says, V'yei Shlomar, T'gabi Shomer, Kiva Demiad Bailim Balo, by a Shomer, he got it straight from the owner. If he takes it and there's no terms expressed, then he's obviously a Shomer Chinam, if it's direct. Maybe there's a chilek between when you get it directly from the owner and when you happen to find it. Everything that you have to do later might have more connections to the owner when you got it from the owner. But if you happen to have found it, maybe you wouldn't say that. Okay. Either way, that is Tosa's discussion of shouldn't a Shomer Chinam automatically be like a Shomer Sachar, that's a Ritva, because you're going to have to do all of these actions. Okay. The major discussion here, though, in this, that is one major discussion, but the other two major discussions on this Tosfos is, number one, the Gemara says that Osik B'mitzvah Patar B'mitzvah applies to Tzedakah, right? So therefore, you don't have to give Tzedakah at that moment. The Kasha, though, that is asked, mostly, some by the Rishonim, but mostly by the Achronim, is, does Osik B'mitzvah Patar B'mitzvah apply by Los Haseis? If I'm Osik in a mitzvah, am I allowed to violate a Los Haseis? Of course not. There's a principle of Ase Docha Los Haseis, but Osik B'mitzvah, Patar B'mitzvah only pushes off another Mitzvah Haseis. Tzedakah has los ases. Tzedakah has los ases related to it. So how can you say Osik B'mitzvah, but B'mitzvah applies to a los ase? Applies to pushing off tzedakah. You're going to violate a los ase. The Ani's going to come by. You're able to close your hand. So there are a number of answers to this question. Rav Chanan in Baba Basra and Os Memches, where this comes up in the first paragraph of Baba Basra, tzedakah, where the other Rishonim, the other pasuk is discussed about the lav by tzedakah in terms of kfiya. Tosfos there says, the halav ba mikoach chiyuv hamitzvah, v'kiva depata mehamitzvah memelo leka halav. The los asei of tzedakah is just to strengthen the asei. It's not as a separate entity. Give tzedakah and make sure you don't close your hand. It's not a separate los asei. Don't not give tzedakah. It's there just to strengthen the asei. But the assay is the ikker, and once the assay disappears, it's knocked out because of azim and mitzvah, then the assay also disappears. Just like says Rebbe Chanan, as we discussed on Shabbos, what else would you quote? The Ritva and Kiddush Daf Lamed Vav, where the Ritva says over there, why does the Gemara have a whole list of mitzvos that are mitzvos assay shelo azman grama, make, hashavas aveda, shiluach hakan, and women are pturos, therefore, women are chayavos, even if they would be zman grama, all those have los assays. Hashem HaSaveta has a los assay related to it. Shiluach HaKan, Maka, they all have los assay. So women would be chayavos anyway, even if it would be a zman grama. Answers Tosfos, answers the Ritva there, b'shem the Ramban. No, because by all those cases, the los assay is just there to be mechazek the assay. Losasad b'vesecha, so make sure you build a Maka. Losucha lehisalim, so make sure you pick up the Aveda. So here too, put this on the list. Rabbi Chanan says, the mitzvah tztaka, the ikar is the mitzvah assay. The los assay is just there to be mechazek the assay. That's answer number one. Answer number two, but they say b'shem the stipler, is that the iser of los sa'ameis is levavcha, the iser by tztaka is only when you don't give tztaka lahachas. When you don't give tztaka because you don't want to give tztaka. But if you don't give tztaka because you're going to get another mitzvah, you don't violate. That's not the lav. The lav isn't objectively not giving tztaka. The mitzvah is of giving tztaka for no good reason. But if you're going, if you have a good reason, so then there is a mitzvah to give the tztaka. That is a second answer. And finally, a third answer. I guess I haven't used this in years. The Nachlas Yaakov is the Nesivus' commentary on Chumash. So in Parshas Re'eh, he talks about this question, and he says maybe there's a difference between the assay and the los assay of tztaka. So very lumdish. Says tztaka, the mitzvah assay of tztaka, that's Chumash, that's Meiser, that's you have to give to many, many different people who come along. That's the mitzvah of tztaka. That applies certain times. But the los assay only applies when somebody is mamish destitute, indigent. He doesn't have any food at all. That's where the los assay applies. Am I a roe arum v'ra'iv in shir lazeh? V'raki tire arum v'kasiso v'imrav ha'chaleu lechem. That's los ha'ameses levavcha. That's, so there's a difference in the assay and the los assay. Many times the assay applies if his stam and ani comes on the street and he has clothes and he has food, but he's poor and he's asking, so then the los assay doesn't apply. The los assay only applies, says the Nesivus, in the Nachlas Yaakov, in Parshas Re'eh, where a person is mamish starving. That is that discussion of what about the los assay of tztaka. Finally, the last discussion to have here, and that is the first part of Tosfos. And that is, how expansive and extreme do we say the principle of osik b'mitzvah patur when a mitzvah applies? Right? What is how I translated it, the less extreme way, is at the moment that you pick up the aveda, if it only comes at that moment, boom, you're going to be patur from the mitzvah of giving tztaka, and that's the hanah that you get. So Tosfos says, top lines of Tosfos, the dafka b'shar to misasik ba. Only, though, when you are involved in the aveda, do we say that you have the patur. When you pick it up, or at later when you spread it out in order to air it out. Omishem esak shazarach la aveda. Other than you're involved in the aveda. Aval b'shul shaveda b'vesa. But if I pick up an aveda in my house and then I keep it in my house for 5 years, so I'm pater for mitzvahs for the next 5 years. Of course not, right? Lo yipater b'leisa l'rifta la'anya. Kivashi yachol l'kayim shneim. That's Tosas and that's Rov Rishonim. If efsha l'kayim shneim, osig b'mitzvah doesn't apply. What's the assumption of Tosas though? It sounds like from Tosfos, I guess what we said before, the Ritva, you're doing a mitzvah every second. You're doing a mitzvah every second, but just the Torah doesn't apply, because after Lakayim Shneim. Machlokas Tosfos and the Ritva, underneath, are you doing a mitzvah every second that you have it in your house? But Tosfos says, you are doing a mitzvah, but obviously it's after Lakayim Shneim. Tosfos mitzvah, but then a mitzvah, L'davka hechash in yochol Lakayim Shneim, only where you can't do both. V'svarahu, and it's a svarah, says Tosfos. Tatu adam mishi yishlo tefillin barosho, v'tzitzes b'big dome, v'tzitzes b'pitzchi, v'tzitzes b'mitzvahs. I have a mezuzah, so I'm part of from doing a mitzvah. I'm wearing tzitzis. I'm part of from doing mitzvahs. Of course not. So Tosfos says, like Rov Rishonim, Osi b'mitzvah part of a mitzvah only applies when e efshar l'kayim shneihim. The Ran, though, notice the Ran Chita in Sukkah, Chafei, and it's Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph and Daf Yerif in Sukkah, argues. Osi b'mitzvah part of a mitzvah afal pi sheyachol l'kayim shneihim. Osi b'mitzvah applies even where you can do, everywhere you can do both. Aye, what about the line of that Tosfos quoted, Mishesh Tfilin Bebigdo? That's not Osek B'mitzvah. That's Mekayim Mitzvah. Osek B'mitzvah is Patam and a Mitzvah, even if we're Efshel Lekayim Shneihem. If you're involved in one mitzvah, don't think about it. It's a Bizayin. Don't think about another mitzvah. Right now you're doing this mitzvah, but you're always thinking it. So what that you could do the other one also? Do this one, period. But what about if you have tefillin on? You don't do any mitzvahs? Of course you have to do mitzvahs. Because that's not called Oseg mitzvah. That's called Mekayim mitzvah. Mekayim mitzvah is not part of different mitzvahs. Oseg mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. That's what he says. Kol shu oseg b'malachto shel makom, lo chiyav t'torah l'tzrochu l'kayim mitzvah acheres. Aval pishefshar. That's what he says. You want to? So maybe yes. Other Rishonim say maybe if you want to, you're not allowed to. Because that's the point. It's a bizayin of the mitzvah. This is the Ran. The Lamdus, the Achronim explain of Tosos and the Ran is, how do you look at Oseg b'mitzvah? Is it a hafka'ah or is it a poter? Right? Is it a poter that I push it off, but it's still there, so if I could try to do it, I have to try to do it, or is it more of a hafka'ah as a chiyuv? If I'm doing one mitzvah, there is no chiyuv to do the other mitzvah. So the Rishonim there in Masechah Sukkah discuss it more. These are the sugyos of Oseg b'mitzvah, and now we can move on.
So the point is around, while he has the Aveda,
according to the Ran, you could be, according to the Ran, after looking at the continuation, right, Lachar, he might hold that it's a Mekayim mitzvah, but it's not an Oseg mitzvah. I'm not sure if he holds like the Ritva, the Rebbe, that it wouldn't even be that. Okay, continues the Gemara, back to the Gemara. So again, Rav Yosef says, he's a Shomer Sachar Dami, because he's getting Hana by not giving the bread to the Ani. Ika de Mefarshi Hachi. Others explain it this way. A different reason. Rav Yosef Amar Shomer Sachar Dami is like a Shomer Sachar. Why? Kiva de Rachmana Shibdei Balkarche. Since the Torah created the obligation of picking up the lost item, Meshabi de Balkarche, and you have to hold on to it now, Hilkach Kashomer Sachar Dami. What does that mean? Because it's a stronger type of relationship, the Torah created it, therefore it's like a Shomer Sachar. What exactly does that mean? So Pnei Yeshua says, because you're getting paid by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shomer Sachar. Right? You're getting paid for doing this mitzvah. That's what he means. But the Ar Sameach thinks otherwise. The Ar Sameach, first of all, Rav Meir Simcha says, Ukefi hanire shezeh hosafa mehagaonim achar chasimas hashas. Says the Meshech Chachma, I think that this last line of Ikad the Mefarshi is not from the time of the Gemara. It's an addition from the Gaonim after the Gemara. You have this in a number of places. The first Daf in Kiddushin, the Ritva quotes that he thinks is from, based on all those word games, is from the Gaonim. So here too, the Ar Sameach thinks it's from the Gaonim, because if you look in the other parallel Gemaras, they don't quote the second reason. Only the first reason is quoted, right? Of Pruta of Yosef. But he thinks that it's an addition from the Gaonim. But then he says, Achin kan devrami yishlo havin levar. But even if it's from the Gaonim, I have to explain their words. So Venire, he says, Mishum de Rabbanan Basrai Pirshu. What do they think? What does this mean? That Rachmana Shibde Balkarche? He thinks that Eno Pirshu the Shomer Eno Yochol Lachzarim Hu Shomer Chinam. There's a major difference between Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar in terms of the Hischaivus. A Shomer Chinam is not working for you. It's not working for you. So he says, you're not a poel by a Shomer Chinam. You're not a worker. The halachi is a poel could be chozer b'chatzi hayom. A Shomer Sachar is a stronger type of relationship, but he has more rights. He's getting paid, but because he's getting paid and he's a Shomer Sachar, so he's able to be Chozer Bo, whenever he wants. A Shomer Chinam is more automatic, he can't be Chozer Bo, says the Ar Sameach. And therefore, what does it mean, Rachmana Shibdei Balkarche, that it's a stronger Ischaivus? It's like a Poel. And a Poel has more rights. And if Paul has more rights, that's why there's a difference. Rachmana Shibde Balkarche, once you buy into this achrayas of a real shomer who is like a poel, so then you would have the patur of not having to give to the Yani. But a shomachinim, which is more of an automatic, you wouldn't be able to be chozerbo, so then you wouldn't be able to do this. So that's what he says. You can look there more in the Ar Sameach in Hilchas Chirus, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, where he talks more about this line. Okay, either way, let's continue. So Machlokas of Yosef and Rabbah. Is there a nafkamina between the two? Maybe afterwards. Like, let's say you're not according to the Rishonim, like the Ritva, that you're not doing the mitzvah after you put it into your house. But maybe there's still a shibud balkarche that the toast was created. Maybe that could be a difference. Eisve, Rav Yosef l'Rabba, Rav Yosef as Rabba, Rav Yosef who says, Shomer Sachar as Rabba, who says, Shomer Chinam. The Tosefta says, Hechzir l'makam shi'irena, eno chayv l'tapa ba. If you return the object to a place where the owner could see it, you don't have to be in the tapa with it anymore. You don't have to be involved with it anymore. Nigrevo avda, but if it got stolen or lost, chayv achriyusa, you are still chayv achrayv. So my nigno avda, what's the case when it got stolen or lost? Lav nigrevo mibesov avda mibesov. Does that mean from your house originally? When it was stolen or lost in your house, and therefore it says you are chayiv, so doesn't that show that you are a shomer sachar? who was chayav gedeva baveda, lo mimakam shechzira. It means after you gave it back. Like the first line talks about, after you give it back, so then you're not a shomer at all anymore. So therefore, you're chayav bachrayis. But that might be for another reason, as we'll see. The haktani ain't a chayav latavabab. What do you mean? It says that once you give it back, you don't have to worry about it anymore. So why should you be chayav? So amar lei hacha mayaskina. No, this is the case. Gon shechzira b'tzarayim, you returned it during the day. V'tartik tani, and really the Tosefta is saying two separate cases. V'hachik tani, this is what it should say. Hechzir shachros l'makam shiur ena, if you returned it in the morning in a place where he was going to see it, and dishchiach da'ayil v'nafik v'chazilei, and everybody walks in and out of their house in the morning. So therefore, in a chayav l'tababa, then you could assume it's his responsibility to see it and then take care of it. So then you don't have to be metapa with it anymore. But but if you returned it in the morning to a place where it could be seen, but he's not, he's probably at work. He's not going to come back in the afternoon then. He doesn't see it. And then so then you would be chayiv ba'achrayis. So it basically depends on, you returned it in both places. So this has nothing to do with us, what you are while still in your house. But the question is, did you act responsibly or not? So it depends if it was in the morning or in the afternoon. The Avshar Shlomo says these aren't hardcore objective rules. It depends on the makom and the zman. Right here it says the morning is more busy and people see it rather than the afternoon. But what if the person works American hours? Right? So then the morning he's going to be sleeping. He's going to get to shul, he's going to go back to sleep, but then it's going to be the afternoon and the night is going to be in Israel time. So it depends on the time. V'li nira had mechalik Talmuda ben shachris l'sarayim haynalu did too. Kipirish Rashi shayim mitsuyos psuyim besada b'malachta aval ha'idna mishtana hadin l'fein yoni hazman v'yein chilek ben shachris l'sarayim. There's no difference. Ulefamim yimatzei lahefech avshak asadi sham jen lan l'chalik zmanim shalachshem yizmani ha'talmud. Even though generally I say a low plug regarding the halachas of the Gemara, aval b'ki agavna shetolui ha'tam mach v'she regilim lios besada b'malachtam. So it all depends. It all depends when people are around. Hilkach, klal, hadavar, lefi, reos, eni, adayin, and mechzira, lamakam, shiir, ena, v'shchiach, balaveda, bebeso, pater. Lo shchiach, bebeso, ben shachar, ben zarayim, chayiv. So it all depends on the case, on the time period. Esve, next try. Next kasha from the Tosefta, la'olam uchayiv. The Shomer Aveda is Chayiv at Shechzeren al Rishuso until he returns it to the Rishus of the owner. My La'olam. What does it mean? La'olam, you're always Chayiv. Lava filumi beso. Doesn't that mean even if it is still in your house? Shmami no Kishomer Sachar Dami. And he says it's Chayiv. So it should be, doesn't that prove that he's like a Shomer Sachar who has a higher level of obligation, of responsibility? Amalei, he says no. Modina lababale Chayim. I'll agree with you by animals, by Bale Chayim. Dekiva denakti luhu nigra biryasa, since they're used to walking outside, so then boinati rusi serasa. So you need extra shmira. So even if you are a shomer chinam, look at Rashi. Kiva denakti nagri biryasa, kiva sharasha muumado sein latse, since you found this animal walking around, boinati rusi serasa, you need more shmira. Afilo avishomer chinam. Chayiv. Even if you're shomer chinam, you be chayiv. Why? Because l'chora, this would be called pshia. This would be called pshia. Even though normally you might say this is aveda, even if it's nigraf, but if you don't take extra special care of it, you know this animal. It's not a metaltlin, it's an animal. So therefore by animals, you have high responsibility even for a shomer, even for a shomer chinam. So the yamsha...
For a shomer chinam, not just for someone who finds an animal.
Sorry? For a shomer chinam, correct. And that's what the Yamsha Shlomo here discusses. Amazing. Is this a general rule that shomer chinams of animals are like shomer sachars? It's amazing that the Gemara never said that. You would think the Gemara would say that, says the Yamsha Shlomo. I mean, lo ishtame b'shum duchta, lo me d'shomer chinam chay b'gnev aveda. The Yod, he says, you know what? It must be that it's just called part of Pshia. It's part of Pshia. That's why the Gemara never says it. The Gemara says, yachayv im Pshia. This is an example of Pshia, based on the context. So animals would be chayv im Pshia. But again, if this is a Yisod Gadol, what? Unless you say that here is different because you found the animal, so you know this animal is a walker. You know this animal is a yatsanit, right? So therefore you have to take extra care of it. Either way, that's the discussion here of the Avshar Shlomo and the Rash. Vayter. Number three question. Eitzei, Rabbi Lord Yosef. Here the other way. Rabba asks Rav Yosef, who says that it's a Shomer Sachar, Hashav. You have to return the animal. Ein li ela bebeis, so you have to return it. How do you know you have to return it to his house? Luginos l'chavasu minayin. How do you know that you can even return it to his garden or his his churva, his desolated area. Tamalomar tishive mikol makom. You can return it anywhere. So what does it mean that you can return it to his garden or his churva? Doesn't mean that to his guarded garden, his fenced-in garden, sayinu besos. Then that's just like his house. What's the difference? What's the chiddush? It must be the chiddush is that you could either return it to a garden or a churva that's not totally guarded. And shma mina, what do you see from there? The fact that you're allowed to have a lower level responsibility. It must be like your shomer chinam, but there's less responsibility. Amalei, no. Liolam l'ginasa mishtameres l'chorvasa mishtameres. Really, you're returning it to his guarded garden or churva. V'tukakasha l'chahaynu beso. Aye, so then you might ask, what's the chiddush? Isn't that just like his house? Hakamash malon zelo be'inan das bailim. The chiddush is that you don't need das bailim. Meaning when you return it, as long as you return it to properly, you don't have to tell him. You don't have to tell him that you returned it. Just return it to his house. Kid Rabbi Lazar, like Rabbi Lazar says, Rabbi Lazar, when my son asked me last night, we were learning, so he says, why does the Gemara always do this? Right? Always repeat. Lo bina das bailam, Kid Rabbi Lazar, da Amar. Always repeats the name. Kid Rabbi Yehuda, Marav Amar Shmuel. Da Amar, Yehuda, Marav Amar Shmuel. So it always repeats. I don't know. Lo bina das bailam, Kid Rabbi Lazar, as Rabbi Lazar says, da Amar Rabbi Lazar, like Rabbi Lazar says, Hakol tzrichin das bailam. Everything needs das bailim, meaning whoever returns needs das bailim. For example, a ganav or a gazlon or one of the other shomrim, mamish. Rashi quotes here. Everything needs chutz mehashavas aveda, except if it was an automatic shmira, a halachic one for a shomer aveda. So that does not need shari ribs about Torah hashavas arbe, because the Torah included hashav tishivim. Therefore, you don't need das bailim. You might also say this is connected to the fact that you're doing a mitzvah. Right, a person, if they know it, they have to. Right, we always have kulas by a meshav aveda because we say if you don't allow him, if you're not making it, they won't pick it up in the first place. So that's why we have kulas. But here it's based on a pasuk that you don't need das bailim, and that's the chiddush of ginaso and churvaso. Period. Amalei bailer Rav Yosef, continuing viat lo tizbro the shomer aveda k'shomer chinam dami. You Rav Yosef, you don't hold the shomer aveda like a shomer chinam. V'yamar Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan. But we had later sugyan meruba and sugyan agozel. Where did we discuss this last? Daf Dalet, 50, how many days ago? 52 days ago or so. Toyntain is ganav means I have an item of someone's and somebody says, can I have it back? And I say, sorry, it was stolen. Stolen, and I lied. I swore that it was stolen, and I lied. The halacha is, I'm a ganav, and I'm chayev kefel if I did that. That's toyntain is ganav. By an object, says the that's Rabbi Yochanan. The Torah is kind of ba'aveda. Even if it doesn't matter how you got it, if you have a pikadon of somebody's, if you have a aveda of someone, says Rabbi Yochanan. Torah is kind of ba'aveda. Mishandash to my kefel. So that's the halacha. So says the I'm sorry, last week's parsha. So says the God. We're going to talk more about this in the beginning of Meruba. V'isak that the shomer sachar have a 1 second. But if you of Yosef hold that a shomer aveda is like a shomer sachar, and therefore what he said it was stolen. So therefore what? If it was stolen, he has to pay. So my mishnah that's going to make kefel. When do you have to pay kefel? If you try to potter yourself, and then you're found out that it wasn't stolen, really you stole it. But here, why should you pay kefel? Karnaboy shlume. You should have to pay the karen. Right? You're a shomer sachar. Oh, it was stolen. Okay, so pay up. You're a shomer sachar. Obviously, the case of toin tainas ganav is a case where you're going to be potter by being toin tainas ganav. And this is about aveda, so it must be that a bal aveda is a shomer chinam. Sorry? And it wouldn't be Nishma. You wouldn't have to be Nishma, right? Because it would just be, Nignava. So says the Gemara, Amrle, no. I could come up with a case of Nignava that a Shomer Sacher is potter for. Hachamai Eskinon, Kosh, Towing Tainas Lista Mizuyin. Armed robbers. It was armed robbers. That's what he was towing. Towing Tainas Ganev, Ba'Vedam, means Towing Tainas Lista Mizuyin. And therefore, even a Shomer Sacher is going to be potter. Amrle, asked the Gemara, Lista Mizuyin. Gazlan who? Listen, Mizuyin is a gazlan, not a ganav. And we know, Toyntain is gazlan, does not pay kefal. Only Toyntain is ganav pays kefal. It's a fascinating discussion. What difference should it make? What I taina? Right, it's based on the taina. If Toyntain is ganav, I'm chayav kefal. Toyntain is ganav. The whole thing is a quasi as if, ki'ilu. And yet, it depends what I said. What if I'm Toyntain is nevad? I'm also not chayav kefal. But it's only toyin down as ganav because I become the ganav. I'm the same as a ganav. So that doesn't work because, you know, you're not going to be chayv kevel anyway if he's toyin listim mizuyin. So amar lei, no. Shiny omer, no. This is what the answer is. Listim mizuyin kivin to mitbar miinshi ganav hu. Because they're wearing ski masks and they don't want anybody to see them, it's considered ganeva. Meaning, even though they're going right in front of you and sticking you up with a gun, they're still considered ganavim, not gazlanim. Why? Because what's the definition between a ganav and a gazlan? It's Gemara later on in Meruba, Dafayin Tes. What's the difference? Last week's parsha, a gazlan equalizes, doesn't care about people or about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A ganav more cares more about people than about Hashem. So if you put on a ski mask, you don't want people to see you. That's a ganav. It's not about an act in public. But it's about your actions. You look at it. So if you're wearing a ski mask, you're covering yourself. So then, says the Gemara, that's considered Geneva. Okay. So Toyin Dan Iskanav is a huge discussion. Maybe at the end we'll come back if we have more time. The big discussion in the Achronim, Rav Gusman has a large piece on this. How much is Toyin Dan Iskanav, how much should it be in the world of Shmira? How much should it be in the world of Geneva? Because you're a shomer, you're guarding it, and then you said, oh, it was stolen. And then you found out that you stole it. So is that a really a chiyuv in dinei shmira, or is that a chiyuv in dinei geneva? So if you say it's a din in shmira, what difference should it say what you claim? Right? You took it, you're not giving it back, so it shouldn't make a difference. That's one of the raya's that Rav Gusman brings, that it seems to be a din in geneva. Because whatever you say, you become that. Toyin Dan Iskanav, you become a ganav. Toyin Dan Iskanav, you become a gazlan. That's what it would be a chiluk. Toyin Dan Iskanav. In all three cases, you're lying, and you have the item. What difference should it make what you say? So if it's a din of Shmira, it shouldn't make a difference. But if it's a din of Geneva, and the Chiddush HaTorah is that you become that person, whatever you claim, so then that would be a Raya. Tos is here on the bottom. Ask just one question, and then we'll turn over. Why does the Gemara force to say, what's the case of Shomer Sachar that you're Pater? List him Izuyim. What about if it was stolen Ba'ones? What if I dug it in the ground 6 feet under, and then all of a sudden somebody digs under the ground and steals it? What if he could come up with a case of Geneva Ba'ones? Aren't you Pater in that case? Says Tosfos, no. Look at the Chiddush of Tosfos, three lines from the bottom. V'nira l'ri, t'kivan shechayev ha'kazev shomer slacher b'Geneva, v'stam Geneva krova la'ones, most Genevas are krova la'ones, svarahu de'b'chol inyin shetia Geneva, yischayev mizeres ha'kazev, afilu me'ones gamor. Very important Tosfos. Shomer slacher is chayev b'Geneva, even if it's an ones. A Geneva, an earthquake, he's going to be Pater. But even if it's an Ones, he's still a Shomer Sacher who's going to be Chayv. Look at the other Rishonim here. More elements of that issue. Okay, Vayter. Eisvei. Let's continue turning over. Lo ima marta b'shomer chinam. Shekim b'shantar shlomei kefel. Tomer b'shomer sacher. Shinim b'shantar shlomei kefel. There's a price that's comparing shomer chinam and shomer sacher. Shomer chinam is more mekel. Because shomer chinam never pays kefel. Shomer chinam pays kefel. Right? If he said it was stolen. Right, if he stole it, he's going to pay kefel. While Shomer Sacher doesn't pay kefel, that's the language of the Braisa. What is this Braisa talking about? What was it? What's the source of it? Rashi, top. Masnisahi, v'lo yadana hechatanya. I don't know, says Rashi. I'm not sure where this is from. So if you see a Gilyan HaShas anywhere in Shas by a v'lo yadana Rashi, you know he's going to take you back to Brachos Chafei. Because that's where the Gilyan HaShas has about 30 marmakomos, where Rashi says lo yadana in Shas. Right, all the places there. So that's where he says here again, Ayin Brachas Chafayim Abayz Rashi Vishom Nira. Right, there you'll see all the cases that I already wrote. So, that's Rashi. Tosa says maybe it has to do with a Sugya Namavkin. That's where it was written by. Either way, that's the Rashi. But either way, it's a Brisa that's talking about the contrasting Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sacher. Shomer Chinam pays Kefel if it was stolen. If it was stolen, he lied about it. And if he says it was stolen, really, he stole it. But Shomer Sacher does not. But if you say that list of Mizuyan would be a Ptur, and it's a Ganav, Nimsa B'Shomer Sacher B'Sham Dash L'Me Kefel. B'Toyin Tan is list of Mizuyan. Hey, that's a case where a Shomer Sacher could pay Kefel. If he says it was stolen, but list of Mizuyan, Toyin Tan is Ganav list of Mizuyan. And then it comes that he took it, so he should be chayv kefel. So Abelei Hachi Ka'amar. No, this is what it means. Lo im amarta b'shomer chinam shekein mishalam tashlum kefel b'chol tainosa. B'shomer chinam always pays kefel if he says geneva. Tomer b'shomer sachar she'enu mishalam tashlum kefel, but b'shomer sachar only pays kefel with one taina. Ela b'toin tainas listim mizuyin. So that's what the brisa means. There is a discussion here in Tosfos and in the other Rishonim. What happens if a shoel? Right, a shoel is chayv in everything. Shoel is chayv even ba'onsin. But there is one zeres hakasuv, that the shoal is pater in. Well, mesa machmas malacha, that's one, but also balavimo. Balavimo, which there have been articles written. I read one to Shema Ron Lichtenstein. He has an article that it's pretty difficult to try to give a svar for that. Just because the owner is with me when I borrow it, so at that therefore, you know, I'm going to be pater whenever anything happens, even if though he's not with me. He was with me at the time of that when I borrowed it. So now, forevermore, I'm going to be pater. Why? Why are you going to be pater? What's the svar for being pater? So the so Pashas is Xeris HaKasa. Dude, that's a patur. That's a patur of She'ela. The question is, what if a Shoal Taina's Balavimo, and then he's found out? Does he pay Kefal? Right, if that is that, so is that, that's the one case that he's potter. So that's a suffix here. Tosus has a suffix about it. The Shidib Kubetzes here says no. Why? Because we use Lashon the Ra'ah. The time of the Chayef Kefal, Lalhecha, the Taina's Geneva, go Remes Haftur. Vahacha, Masha, Bailam, go Rem. Rabbi Lazar Mivermaiza says, not good enough. Here, there's no Tainus Geneva. Tainus Geneva is always the Mechayev of Kefal. But here, there's no Tainus Geneva. Achronim, though, discuss, maybe there's another reason, Liftar. And that is, Baal of Imo, the discussion with the Birch HaShmuel has this Chakira, is Baal of Imo a Patur, right? There's a Chiev that you're Pater from, or it's a Hafkaz Shem Shomer. Reb Chaim had many Rayas, that there was a Hafkaz Shem, once Baal of Imo, then you're not a Shomer. There's a Hafkaz Shem Shomer. I forgot to mention, I was looking up in my notes, I have once mentioned it, there's a Ralbag, Rabbi David Horowitz, he's Rabbi NYU, so he did his PhD on the Ralbag. So I remember, I saw Balavimo a couple of years ago, so he said, oh, there's a Ralbag on that. So I'm not well versed in the Ralbag on Mishpatim, last week's Parsha, so I just couldn't find, it's there, I remember seeing it. So on Balavimo, on last week's Pasuk, he says, you know what's Balavimo, what the Svar is? You can't have two kings on one item. You have two kings on one item. There's an owner, there's an owner. So the second that you are a shoel, and therefore you're chayev ba'onsin, so you can't really be a shomer anymore. You can't really be a shomer because, you know, you can't have two owners on one item. Right? There's no room for that. So he has a very strong language of balavimo is hafkas shem shomer. So if that's true, that's why there's no kefel here. You're not a shomer. So hafkas shem shomer. When the owner is with you, so there, and that's why it goes by the moment of she'ela, not at the moment of ones. It's also a big shaila. What should go by the moment of ones, when the thing breaks, not when you borrowed it. The answer is no. If it's a hafkas shem shomer, that's why it goes by the moment of she'ela and not the moment later. Okay, Baruch Hashem, something to come back to in Baba Metzia. Eisvei says the Gemara Benish Baromeis. So getting into she'ela. By she'ela, if it breaks or if it dies, you're chayiv. Ainli el shor v'meis. That's only if it breaks or dies. How do I know that a shoel is chayiv also in gneiv v'aveda? I'm a kavachomer. It's a kavachomer. Well, my shomer sachar shapata bo shor v'meis chayiv gneiv v'aveda. If a shomer sachar is patur from ones, but it's chayiv in gneiv v'aveda. Shoel shachayiv shor v'meis ainu dish chayiv gneiv v'aveda. So a shoel who's chayiv in onsin surely should be chayiv gneiv v'aveda. It's a kavachomer. So v'zeh a kavachomer she'en lo tshuva. And this kavachomer, okay, it's got any kashas on. It's a bomb kavachomer. So it says the Gemara, 1 minute. But if you say listen mizuyim is a ganav, like you said, Rav Yosef, amayin lo tshuva. If it's a ganav, then I have a kasha. I have a kasha. I could give you a case where a shomer sachar is going to be chayiv, and a shoel is going to be potter. Ikal amifrach, you could ask, mal shomer sachar shkei mishlan, that's lomay kefal. Shomer sachar is going to be chayiv kefal, if he tainis listen mizuyim. Betoin tainus listed mizuyin, while a shoel, just be chayv the karen. It's going to be chayv the karen because it's listed mizuyin. Ah, that's the case. A shomer sachar is going to be chayv more than a shoel. Isn't that a problem? So the Gemara answers no. Amar lei, kasavar high taina. This opinion holds. Karna below shvua, adifa mikvela b'shvua. Always paying karen is more chamur than once in a while paying kefel. The shoel is going to be chayv always. So that's more chamor than just having to pay kefil if you happen to swear that it was stolen. So that's an important line in the Gemara. So Lema Messiah Lay. Let's try to prove it. What are we proving now? Let's try to prove Rav Yosef that it is a ganav. The list of Muslim is a ganav. Hasochar par mechaver v'nignava. If you rented a par from your friend and it was stolen, v'yamar hala harini mishan v'ni nishba. Right, you're a socher. It was stolen, and he says, "I'm not swearing. I'm going to pay." Since the socher paid, so he was kona the kvela, he was kona, and therefore the ganef has to pay the double to the socher when he's found out. So what's the case here that the socher says, I'm going to pay, I'm not going to swear? So mashma that if he would swear, he'd be potter. So savura, so maybe this is going Rabbi Yehuda damar socher kanosei socher dami. Is this brisa going like Rabbi Yehuda, who says socher is like a shomer socher? It's Mishnah. And the fact that he says, I'll pay instead of swearing, he would be able to swear and be patur. So, hey, chidami, what's the case? We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda, who says, so chazak ha-shomer sachar, so when would a shomer sachar be patur? Kagon, it must be, hey, chidami, because the katan, tainus, losa, mizuyin. Vikatani, achar kach, nimsa, gana, mashlam, dashlumi, kefal, sochar. So you see, it's talking about a list of mizuyin, and then it's found out that they have to pay. They have to pay kefel. So shvami da list of mizuyin ganafu. It must be armed robbers are considered geneva. So Gemara answers no. Amri misavish Rabbi Yehuda. Who says this mishnah is going like a Yehuda? Damer socher kanosi socher dami. And then you have a proof to Rav Yosef. No, Dilma Rabbi Meir sphere light. Maybe this price is going like Rabbi Meir. Damer socher kishomer chinam dami. A socher like a shomer chinam, and that's why you're going to be potter with stamish regular shvu of geneva. Or Rabbi saying, look at the machlav Rabbi Baravua. Maybe it's like Rabbi Baravua switched the opinions. Vitani socher case in Mishalim. Rabbi Meir omek shomer socher. Rabbi Yehuda omek shomer chinam. Rabbi Meir is the one that says shomer socher. Rabbi Yehuda. So you're right. It's like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says shomer chinam. Or third, Rabbi Zera Amar hacham ayeskinan betoing tainus listem mizuyim. You're right. He claimed listem mizuyim, and that's why he would be putter by the shvua. But v'nimsa listem shenim mizuyim. But it comes out that they were not armed. They were just regular ganavim, and therefore that's why you have to pay kefal. But maybe real listem mizuyim would not have to pay kefal because it wouldn't be considered a ganav. Okay, so this is the sugyas of listem mizuyim. Again, it goes to the core of the difference between a ganav and a goslin. We mentioned back at the beginning of the Masechta, on Dav Dalet and elsewhere, that Reb Chaim and other Achronim explain the difference between Geneva and Gezela. Geneva is focused on the Maisa Geneva. Many rias to that. While Gezela is focused on the Hefsid Mammon involved. So we usually think of that as, why? Because Geneva is, you know, the act is abhorrent, while Gezela, you know, it's just the Hefsid. You, ironically, you might just say the opposite. Gezela is where you're taking and you're going at him in the face by the Maisa, while Geneva is not, just because of loss. Reb Chaim just said just the opposite. So this test of listen Mizuyin is a good litmus test, because you have an act of in your face, but you're just covered. You're covered. So is this Geneva, is this Gezela? So this is this goes on the list of how you define Geneva and Gezela. So this is Gemara here on Daf and Zayin and Baba Kama. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. More Tchilat of B'Shiyah B'Sofa Ba'Ones and other items as well.